The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the March 2023 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And we have right here on the front cover of Mr. Prince Judge, it's judgment time. We make rulings. Check mark. Are Aaron Judge and the Yankees still the team to beat in the East? Another check mark. Can anyone stop the Astros? An X. Is baseball really a dying sport? Disclaimer. No New Yorkers were crushed in the making of this cover. And our front opening page, the lineup. This is the March-April issue, by the way. Trust the process. Check out Notre Nate Schweitzer's journey from the thumbnail to final cover. Want to draw like Nate? See page 6. The Faves. Freeze Frame, page 2. Sports Cards, page 7. Hot Take, page 9. Birthdays, page 11. Posters, page 27. The Treehouse, page 31. What's the Call, page 52. On page 53, there's Games, page 54, Art Gallery, and 56... Page Buzzbeamer. He's at it again. Tom Brady is doing his old I'm retiring routine. We're not falling for it. Page 18. The World Cup is months away, but you can see its stars in the NWSL. Page 20. Let's take a look back at the last five NFL drafts and see who got it right. Page 22. Page 44. It's not a stretch to say that 7'3" phenom Victor Wembanyama is the most intriguing prospect ever. Jessica Pegula's play on the tennis court is reminiscent of the NFL team her parents own. And it's Judgment Day. Judgment Time, page 34. With opening day near and in honor of cover star Aaron Judge, we're ruling on baseball's most important issues. And here we go on freeze frame, picture of Super Bowl 57. Grandest stage, February 12, 2023, Glendale, Arizona. With a quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, playing with a high ankle sprain, the Chiefs fell behind the Eagles in Super Bowl 57. But Mahomes turned in a 10-point deficit into a 3-point win, thanks to a pair of fourth-quarter touchdown passes and a huge 26-yard scramble that set up the game-winning field goal. Mahomes was the big-game MVP for the second time. What a picture here. What a game. Freeze frame number two. Picture perfect. February 7, 2023, Los Angeles, California. LeBron James has been mesmerizing fans for two decades, and he provided one of his most photogenic moments against the Thunder. Late in the third quarter, he hit a turnaround jumper to give himself 38,388 points for his career. The bucket broke the all-time scoring record, which had been held by Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar since 1984. Nice picture. Good shot, LeBron. And let's go to page 8. Who's who in sport? Line 1. Taylor Mickasell. Her height is 5'11". She was born September 3rd, 1999, in her hometown, Massillon, Ohio. In 21-22, Mickasell averaged 18.6 per game and was second in the country in three-point percentage at 47.5%. She returned to Ohio State for a fifth season and averaged 17.8 points through the Buckeyes' first 26 games. Before transferring to OSU, Mickasell played for Maryland and Oregon. Did you know Mickasell was able to play a fifth season because athletes were given an extra year to compensate for the pandemic-shortened 2020 campaign? Lauri Markkanen, the Utah Jazz forward. His height is 7 feet. His weight is 240 pounds. He was born May 22, 1997, in his hometown, Vaha, Finland. In his first season with the Jazz, MacKinnon enjoyed a breakout campaign. Through 54 games, he averaged 24.9 points and 8.6 rebounds and made his first All-Star game. On January 5th, he set a career high with 49 points in a win over the Rockets. Did you know MacKinnon, who is nicknamed the Finisher, is the second player from Finland to appear in an NBA game? The first was Hanno Matola, who spent two seasons with the Hawks. Marcus Astor, Houston Cougars guard. His height is 6'2". His weight is 195 pounds. He was born September 21st, 2000, hometown, Dallas, Texas. Thanks largely to the play of Sasser, who averaged a team-best 16.4 points per game, Houston started the season 23-2 and in November topped the AP poll for the first time since 1983. Sasser averaged 17.7 points per game in an injury-shortened 2021-22 season. Did you know, though, the last Houston team to be ranked number one featured Hall of Famers Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon and was nicknamed Phi Slamma Jamma to its propensity for dunks? Hot take, warm-up. Picture here, Zach Wilson on draft day, NFL draft day, and shows here on a picture on the clock, San Francisco 49ers, round one, pick three, with 7:02 on the clock. Zach Wilson, quarterback from BYU, 2020, third in FBS with 3,692 passing yards and 33 touchdowns. Stop drafting quarterbacks. Ooh, by Skip Shoremore. Ever notice how nobody seemed to have a good quarterback? According to Pro Football's Focus postseason analysis of all 32 teams going into this offseason, only six teams' signal caller situations rated very good or better. The Bengals, Bills, Chargers, Chiefs, Eagles, and Jaguars. The other 26 franchises' situations ranged from uncertain to dire. That seemed almost impossible with 32 teams, each with a roster of 53 players. That's 1,696 pros, only six of whom can throw the ball. The Ravens have three cornerbacks who have been all pros. The Eagles had four pass rushers with at least 11 sacks last year. Meanwhile, more than half the teams have zero decent quarterbacks. So those teams should try even harder to grab their franchise players, right? Surely, given the way a quarterback can turn a team around, they should risk it all to draft one in the first round. Wrong. To paraphrase Batman's nemesis and my workout idol, Bane, like shipwrecked men turning to seawater from uncontrollable thirst, many have died trying to draft a quarterback. The first 13 picks of the 2018 draft produced nine eventual Pro Bowlers. Three of the four players who still haven't made it are quarterbacks Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen. That's not to say there haven't been good quarterback classes. 2020 had Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, and Justin Herbert. But generally speaking, there are just enough elite passers coming out of the first round to trick teams into wasting their top picks. To finish that Bane line, I learned here that there can be no true despair without hope. Presumably, he was talking about the Houston Texans draft war room. Haven't actually seen the movie, Marvel Guy. Football teams require specialists to fill many roles. In the process of trying out several unsuccessful passing projects, general managers can easily neglect the rest of their rosters. And when they're not taking quarterbacks, front offices reach for players, wide receivers, offensive tackles, tight ends, who might make their current guy look better. The Arizona Cardinals took a quarterback, Rosen, in the first round in 2018, and used four of their remaining five picks on his supporting cast. Then after going 3-13, they drafted a quarterback with the number one pick in 2019, Kyler Murray, followed by three more wide receivers, two more offensive linemen, and a tight end. While they've tried to backfill the defense in recent years, they also traded their first-round pick in 2022 for yet another target for Murray, Marquise Brown. All told, the Cards had 14 picks in the top three rounds in 5 years and spent nine on their offense. Last year, their defense allowed the second-most points in the NFL. And even worse, those 167,289 wide receivers managed just 17 touchdowns. This obsession with passing doesn't just create top-heavy offensive teams either. It can keep a truly otherwise promising squad from reaching its potential. Just look at the New York Jets, who used the second pick in the 2021 draft on Zach Wilson and the third pick in the 2018 draft on Darnold. The three defensive players they took in the top 10 in the last 6 years, Jamal Adams, Quinnen Williams, and Sauce Gardner, ended up being all pros. Imagine how good the Jets, fourth in points allowed in 2022, but 29th in points for, would be if they had taken any of the non-quarterbacks to go just after their pick in 2021, Kyle Pitts, Jamar Chase, and 2018 Denzel Ward, Bradley Chubb. Of course, you, the Madden-obsessed quarterback fanatic, are practically screaming at your magazine right now. It was precisely a flimsy passing attack that let down the Jets' defense, you say. But I never said teams shouldn't try to have a good quarterback. They just need to reevaluate their options. When a team spends a high pick on a player, it can be hard to give up on him, even when he's bad. Do you know who the Jets quarterback was when they last scored 400 points in the season? 39-year-old Brett Favre, fresh off his first retirement. The last Jets draft pick to appear in the Pro Bowl as a quarterback? Geno Smith, this year, for the Seahawks. The NFL franchises shouldn't worry so much about developing a great quarterback. They can always be a player's second team, or their third retirement. Take the hint. Tom? Nothing would make Belichick angrier than you on the Jets. The Grid. We're working with Mystics guard Kristen Williams, snowboarder Siddhartha Gula, and Chiefs receiver Sky Moore. Here are the questions. What's something you'd like to do in 2023? Kristen Williams, she says, well, I'd like to win a WNBA championship this year. Snowboarder, start college. Chiefs receiver, go to Jamaica. What movie have you seen the most times? Kristen, I have seen Monsters, Inc. a million times. Siddhartha, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Sky Moore, Rush Hour 2. What's your favorite snack? Kristen says, Cheez-Its. Ula says, peanut butter and jelly. Sky says, Oreos and milk. Who is the GOAT in your sport? Kristen Williams says, Maya Moore. Siddhartha Yula says, Ayuma Hirano. And Sky Moore says, Tom Brady. What's your favorite place in the world? Kristen Williams, anywhere with the beach and nice weather. Siddhartha, the skate park. Sky Moore, home. Who is your favorite athlete outside your sport? Kristen Williams says, Sidney McLaughlin Lavrone. Siddhartha Yula, Bruce Lee and Kobe Bryant. Sky Moore, LeBron James. Continuing with more warm-up, on page 12, future stars, Mina Stress. Her hometown is Petaluma, California. She was born April 4, 2006, and her sport, skateboarding. Mina Stress had won her first amateur competitions by the time she was 8. As a teen, she became the youngest skateboarder, 15, to win the USA National Championships Women's Park Competition, competed at the X Games, appeared in Thrasher, and won bronze at the 2022 Rio Park and Street World Championships. The success, though, has always been secondary for the 2024 Olympic hopeful. Mina, in her laid-back style, puts it simply, I just like skating. Are you a sports kid? If you think you have what it takes to be a Sports Kid of the Month, have an adult submit your nomination at sportskids@si.com. Go, Mina. Reader engagement. Kip takes some heat. William writes, I am a big Houston Astros fan, and I have noticed that every time that the Astros are mentioned in the magazine, the 2017 cheating scandal is brought up. Now, I know it was a very big deal, but it was 6 years ago, and the Astros are still a very powerful team and arguably the best team in baseball now. By the way, I really like the magazine, and I think you guys at the Treehouse do a great job. William, I've been known to occasionally run a joke into the ground. Though in my defense, while the sign-stealing may have happened 6 years ago, the article that started the scandal didn't appear until the late 2019. So, really, I've only been making these jokes for 3.5 years. But you're right. The Astros have proved that they don't have to cheat to have success. So I'm throwing out those jokes. They were a total waste. You'll never see that rubbish in this publication again. All that remains is straightforward analysis. If asked, I refuse any opportunity to make them in the future. Daviel writes, I wanted to point out that when you said Raiders look horrible, it offended me and made me angry because I'm a Raiders fan. Also, other teams look more horrible at times. Since you said it many times, it made me feel worse. I would feel better if you only said it once. I think you should not say something like that in case the reader likes the team you are talking about. If you do say something like that, I think you should say something like, the Raiders have to improve. Other than that, I really like your magazine. Dear Daviel, I'm getting blamed for something someone else wrote about something yet another person said. Generally speaking, I like our magazine too. But if you don't see the Kip byline under an article, I can assure it's of the absolute highest quality. Still, I recognize you're hurt here. So we've got some positive Raiders draft coverage to make it up to you on page 24. March birthdays. March 5th, Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields turns 24. March 11th, Rich Hill of the Pittsburgh Pirates is 43 years old. Tennis star Coco Gauff celebrates her 19th birthday. Miami Heat point guard Kyle Lowry celebrates his 37th birthday. Scotty update. Page 14. New faces. Doing things by the book. Since being named our 2021 Sports Kid of the Year, Zayla Avant-Garde has been busy. Last year, she went on a tour of schools in her home state of Louisiana, speaking to students. Now the basketball star and spelling bee champ is giving out even more advice and encouragement with release of two books. Worlds of Wonder is a picture book featuring her 26 favorite inspirational words. She also has tips for older kids on perseverance and how to be awesome at life. It's a big boost, but the name says it all. It's not bragging if it's true. Those are different books here. Go, Zayla. Bouncing around, Zayla visited a school in Lafayette, Louisiana. It's at the top of the page. And then wrote a pair of books that will be released in the coming months. New faces. Meet the 2023 Kid Reporters. After an incredible amount of interest for the Kid Reporter program, we are happy to introduce our 7 newest young writers for 2023. Thank you to everyone who applied, and we enjoyed reading your applications. And keep an eye out for these bylines and future issues. Here's the new crew. Alani Jordan, age 12. Daniel Logan, age 13. Janiah Lofton, age 12. Cillian Johnson, age 12, Xander Dorsey, age 11, Elliot Matthews, age 10, and Rusty Smith, age 9. Good job. Look forward to your articles. Ephemera, getting good grades. If you collect baseball cards or trading cards of any kind, you might have noticed the trend toward getting cards graded. Collectors send their prized possessions off to a company that certifies the card's authenticity, rates its condition on a scale of 1 to 10, and entombs it in plastic. What's the point? Why pay money to have someone else tell you your card is nice? Well, it can help buyers and sellers feel comfortable in the transaction. That 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle that sold for $12.6 million last year, it was graded 9.5, basically as close to pristine as a 70-year-old square of cardboard can possibly be. All those record-setting sales you see in the news involve graded cards, but that doesn't mean you should ship all your cards off to a grading service this instant. Another reason those million-dollar cards are always sealed in these plastic cases, it's a contest. Rich collectors want to have the card with the highest number in the top right corner for bragging rights. Now things have gotten a little out of hand with the graded VHS tapes. Ask your parents. Those people who grade in treasure magazines, though, they're all right. So here has a picture here of the rookie cards of the Mets. Terry Kuzman, Nolan Ryan, 1968 rookie card stars, and the difference. Wow. See the difference? The mint example of this Jerry Kuzman Nolan Ryan rookie card, the top one, has a sharp corners and no fading. The version graded poor has rounded corners and scuffs. Just think, for an older baseball card or magazine to be in rough shape likely means a kid like you actually cherished the thing. Cha-ching! Learn everything about money. Not so common sense, super duper important fact about money. Make it, save it, multiply it. Warm up, art attack. Win our gallery with these five pro tips. Like hitting the go-ahead home run for your little league team, winning the SI Kids Art Gallery contest earns you serious bragging rights. Hundreds of readers like you submit art every issue. So when Juliana, age 14, found out that her drawing of Boston Bruins star Brad Marchand had won our January-February 2023 contest, she said, "It made me feel like all of the hard work that was put into that drawing was known." Juliana, whose victory won her a visit to the SI Kids Treehouse, see page 37, hoped to open her own art studio in the future, and we like her chances. But how can you become a winner like Juliana? Grab a pencil and find a blank sheet of paper, because we've called on artist Sean Tiffany to help illustrate, no pun intended, five solid gold tips to help you get your drawing on the top of our art gallery pile. Number one, use photo reference. There's nothing wrong with basing your drawing on a photo, like Sean did with the above shot of Devontae Smith of the Philadelphia Eagles. As long as your hand is in it, it's going to have you in it, says Sean. But do you see how he exaggerated Smith's pose to make it even more extreme? Use your photo reference as a jumping-off point, and then push yourself to find tweaks so your image is even more exciting. And never, ever trace. Tracing a photo makes for stiff, lifeless art. You can't fool us. If you trace a drawing for your art gallery submission, we can always tell. Number two, draw a background and use color. Besides tracing, the quickest way to get your drawing passed over for the art gallery is to submit a black and white athlete on a blank sheet of paper. If you want to get noticed, fill your page with a colorful environment to help tell your story. I wanted it to really feel like you were in the stadium, says Sean of his piece. Colored pencils will help you bring your drawing to life with precision. But if you want to embrace the future, experiment with digital. Lucky enough to have an iPad? Got an Apple Pencil? Mom in a good mood? Ask her to let you download the Procreate app. It lets you paint in watercolors, acrylics, and inks, all with the benefit of an undo button. Take it from Juliana, who created her Marchand drawing digitally. After adding colors to a drawing, she often adjusts them later with a tool in the app. Good luck doing that with a magic marker. Number four, mix in some inspo. Remember in Spider-Man, into the Spider-Verse, when Miles throws a bagel at a henchman's head and the word bagel flashes on the screen for a second, Sean does too. That was my favorite part of the movie, he says. All art is inspired by the art that came before it. Don't be shy about your influences. Wrap them into your photo reference to make something no one has seen before. I added as many little tricks as I could to give it that Spider-Verse feel, says Sean says. And number five, just do it. Showing other people your hard work can be scary. Just read some of Kip's mailbag this month, page 13. But like trying out for a team, you'll never know what you can accomplish if you don't put yourself out there. Juliana took that risk, and she emerged victorious. I had never really shown my art to other people other than my family, she says, so it was a new and exciting experience. Well, what are you waiting for? Submit your drawing to artgallery@si.com already. Fast facts. From Argentina forward, Messi at the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. Messi led Argentina to its first championship in 36 years. He became the first player to score at every level of the 32-team competition in the same year. He had 7 goals in all, as well as the first player to win the Golden Ball as the tournament's best player twice. He also won in 2014. That's Lionel Messi. And then next, we have Aaron Judge. Fast facts. Judge set the American League record for homers in the season with 62 in 2022, breaking the 61-year-old record held by former Yankee Roger Maris. It was the second time the 30-year-old eclipsed 50 homers in his career. Judge was named the American League Most Valuable Player following a season in which he also led the league in RBIs, 131, and WAR, 10.6. Aaron Judge, outfielder. And let's get ready for next week. Who you got? Questions abound going into the 2023 baseball season. Yankees or Mets? That one is too tough to answer. So we'll let Aaron Judge and Francisco Lindor settle it on the field. We've got a pretty strong feeling they'll give us the ultimate answer in late October. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.